Wake up call on WTLS. Score 94, hit 106 continues. And Derek Ansley joining us, new defensive coordinator with the Chargers in Los Angeles. And it's only 5:22 in the morning out there. But Derek, you're very kind to come on and join us. You said you haven't even seen daylight yet, but I'm sure you get up early some days.
Oh, yeah, we usually hit the ground running around 4:30 a.m. on this way.
No big deal for you then. I know it's the offseason, but they're never an offseason when you're in the National Football League. Congratulations on that. I want to say, we miss you here, but we do keep up, and that's the wonders of technology. I did see your dad in the post office here recently. We got to talking. How often do you get back to your good old hometown of Tennessee?
Oh, well, that's been on the West Coast. We usually get back, you know, once a year, usually during the summertime.
Yeah.
And once we get a little break from here, then we come home and spend about 2 or 3 weeks there.
Well, talk about this new position. I know you've been in the National Football League. You've coached in the college ranks as well. But this opportunity is huge to be a DC in the NFL.
Yeah, it's very huge. You know, me and Coach Taylor, we go back, our head coach, you know, back to 2012, we worked together in college ball. And then we got a chance to regroup here in 2021, and it's been awesome. You know, he's a defensive-minded head coach, so we bounce ideas off each other all the time, and I think it's going to be good this fall.
What's it like in Los Angeles? A guy who comes from a small town in Alabama. This is from lower Alabama, L.A., here to Los Angeles. I know it's quite a different. You've been in some big cities, but talk about that.
Well, it's definitely different. A lot faster pace. The biggest difference is the taxes out here. I mean, that's the biggest thing that shocks you, you know, once you get out here, the cost of living. But, you know, we live about 15 minutes from Disneyland, so it's a lot to do. A lot of different things you can, you know, go see, a lot of different restaurants to eat. So that part of it is unique. The only downside of it is being so far away from Alabama.
Yeah, I know that. What part of L.A. are you in? You say 15 minutes from Disney. Are you kind of close to Anaheim, I guess, or where?
Yeah, we're actually in Orange County. L.A. County is where our stadium is at, Inglewood. So we don't really have to go into LA, to the city until we play the games on Sunday, unless we're going to visit L.A. So we're about 45 minutes from L.A., about 25 minutes from Disneyland, which is Santa Ana, Anaheim.
You know, you're around stars, football players, NFL players are stars. Yourself, you're a star, being a coach in the National Football League. But how many Hollywood types do you see? You see actors and stuff? I mean, I know you got your own world when you're working, but how often does you cross paths with people like that?
I mean, they're definitely on game day. You know, you see a lot of people that come out so far.
Yeah.
Stars, Way, Jay-Z, and LeBron, and people like that. But occasionally, you know, at dinner, you know, you'll run into people. I've run into Jaleel White a couple times out here.
That's Urkel, isn't it? That's Steve Urkel, right?
Yeah. You'll see a lot of people like that. You know, obviously when you go down to Hollywood, you know, riding through there, you'll see people, you know, spontaneously popping up.
Yeah, that is something that you have that opportunity to be there in L.A. You know, we think about the L.A. sports teams. I think about the Lakers, and I think of all the stars that have been, you know, to watch them play back in the day and then still today. But, yeah, interesting. I'll bring up this because it's coming up right around the corner, the NFL draft. I know you guys are getting ready for that. Talk about kind of what goes into that. I know you have a say and an input in what you guys are looking for being a coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, it's all hands on deck with the draft. You know, the unique thing about the NFL is you have a scouting department that kind of does all the heavy duty, the heavy lifting on that. And the coaching side of it, you know, we all just try to collab and, you know, eval guys the best we can, you know, collab those efforts, you know, rank those guys best we can, and just try to gather as much information as you can. It's a lot like college recruiting. The difference is we're just selecting guys instead of, you know, getting guys to, you know, commit to us. So that part of it is unique. Getting to know guys, different backgrounds, you know, bringing guys in on visits and Zoom calls. It's a lot of, you know, up and down here and there, going to watch guys work out, going to the combine, you know, finding guys that may be post-draft guys. So that part of that process is very unique, getting to know guys, you know, in and out of that process.
2000 graduate of Tennessee High School, right? So I guess are you at 40 now? 40, 41?
41.
Yeah. Right. Could you imagine when you walked out there and turned the tassel and tossed the cap in the air, got your diploma, that this would be the field that you would be in? Is that something you kind of saw early as you were going to play college football and maybe beyond what you might end up with? I mean, it's what kind of go back to how things transpired and how you got to where you are now.
No, I was kind of, you know, when I got to Troy, I majored in broadcast journalism, and I wanted to kind of be in your field,
yeah.
You know, whether that be in front of the camera, behind the camera, you know, directing, producing, because journalism is just kind of all-encompassing. It's just a lot of different avenues you can venture off to. And coaching never really, you know, came on my radar until I kind of got to my junior year, and Coach Turk was leaving Troy to go to Huntington, and he always thought of me as a coach on the field playing safety, kind of directing traffic in the back end. So I kind of saw the game, you know, through the eyes of a quarterback, playing quarterback in high school. So that part always made sense to me. And then once I got done playing at Troy, and Coach Turk actually had a job opening for me at Huntington, and he interviewed me and brought me up, and I took the job, and that's kind of how I got into it and been doing it ever since.
And you've been in college and now in the pros and now defensive coordinator. I mean, what are your aspirations? I think I ask you this every time you're on the air. And it's just your first year as the DC there, but being a young man still, obviously you can do what you want. Is that kind of what you were looking at if you looked at a big aim in the sky of what you might want to be down the road?
Yeah, I don't like putting, you know, labels on things, Mike, and timelines. What I've tried to do is just try to be the best at what I'm doing, you know, at this particular time, and I want to be the best defensive coordinator I can be for the Chargers. And I think if you do those things, then naturally the next step will come, which was being a head coach. If that's in my cards, you know, I will attack that opportunity like I've done everything else in my career. So, yeah, we just want to be the best we can be this fall and try to get this defense playing the way that we know we can, you know, and try to help the Chargers win some football games.
That was a great answer, by the way, from a guy who would know broadcasting and definitely have been around a lot of folks in the business to say the right things. You now in the NFL, been in college. Talk about the differences between those two. And do you have a preference? I mean, I know you're in the NFL now.
Well, I mean, football's football, especially when you're coaching the SEC and coaching the NFL. Those are similar in terms of, you know, competitiveness and, you know, and everybody having good players. But the biggest thing is pro guys, obviously, they don't have any, you know, any homework or any school or any class or any tests or things like that. So they come in and, you know, this is their job, you know, the pro guys, and when they go home to a family, which is different than, you know, your college kids who when they leave, probably they're going to study hall or they're going to, you know, doing a night class or something of that nature. But in terms of just the day-to-day, the schedules are very similar in terms of the workload for the coaches. Just the difference is your players are grown men and not young guys.
With them being older and, you know, paid professionals, do you run into the attitudes much? I mean, is that something that you don't have to deal with? Like we would, maybe there's a stereotype that there might be some issues with so-called prima donnas. What do you say to that?
No, I've been in the NFL. This is going on my fourth year. I haven't run into anything like that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, these guys understand that this is their job, you know, and they're professional. And in the NFL, it's a lot more give and take, coach to player partnership. You know, you have to bounce ideas off them. They bounce ideas off us. And, you know, we try to collab and try to put the best product together so those guys can be successful on Sundays. And I think that's the biggest, you know, difference between being a college coach and a pro coach, you know, of having that flexibility to, hey, if they want to do it a certain way, they can do it, see it a different way. You know, then having the flexibility and the respect for them to maybe change some.
You said you get up and run at 4:30, basically get hit the ground running, as you said, with your job. It's a lot. You have to invest everything you pretty much have into it, I'm sure. Is there a lot of time for you? I mean, probably not a lot, but an opportunity for you to kind of get away from that, even in the off season, or is it pretty much all the time you have to live and breathe it?
Well, I tell people all the time, you know, young coaches call and ask, what's the difference between being in pro ball and college ball? In pro ball, you can be as good as you want to be, Mike, or you can be as average as you want to be because you have nothing but time. It's all football. There is no recruiting aspect of it. You know, there is no, you know, official visits and, you know, junior days and things of that nature. So it's all football all the time. And as much as you want to invest in your game, just like the players as a coach, you know, you could be as good as you want to be and you could be as average as you want to be. So we try to stay, you know, on the grind 24/7, 365. And it's even better now because you can go on vacation and you can still have your computer. You can still get things done. So, yeah. You know, we try to work as much as we can.
How old's your daughter now? You got a young girl. I guess the last time we saw her at the Derek Angeli day, she was elementary school age. What's she up to now?
Well, she's 9, and she's playing still softball out here.
Yeah, so you get to go see the game some, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Especially in all season. Yeah. They have a fall, have a spring league, so you know we get a chance to go out there in the spring a lot and watch her, and she's developing nicely.
I bet she does. She's got it in the genes. I think about you have been on some of these texts. It's funny, and I know you're busy, but you found time to kind of communicate with some of your buddies here from Tennessee, and we've had these questions going around, and I saw you were in on some of these about who's the best that we've ever had here, and there was something about the best athletes in football, and your name came up, that you're one of the best. I don't know, who was the best that ever came through? I kept seeing Jonathan Rivers. Alfred Rivers sent this out. I know he communicates with you, but I told Alfred he was. I was trying to, you know, stroke his ego a little bit. But who's the best that's come out of Tennessee, do you think?
Oh, man, Mike, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I know you got the answers, though.
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to see many of the guys in the 80s. I was born in 81, yeah. So I didn't get the chance, you know, Solomon and, you know, Michael Henderson and guys like that. So, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, but if you was asking me just from a fan and just pure talent evaluation, I think it's Jonathan Rivers, and I don't even think it's close.
Yeah.
I think it's him by now. When you talk about, you know, height, weight, speed, and three-sport athlete, and if we had a track team back then, I'm sure he'd have been one of the best track runners, too. So I think it was Jonathan. I don't even think it's close.
Yeah, you're on that list. You got to play at the highest level. You played D1 football, college football. Damon Washington's name came up. He's another guy that got to play college football, played at Auburn, and came in a little bit after you. But there's been some big names, and you've been able to be a part of that. But I also will take it a step further. People who are from Tennessee who have reached basically the top of the ladder, and you're still climbing. There's nobody that's done what you've done. What does that say to when you, again, I don't know how you kind of grasp it, that you've been able to go to this, you know, the NFL's, there's nothing compared to the NFL. It's the biggest thing in sports. And here you are as a defensive coordinator in that league.
Yeah, but I think, Mike, you know, obviously I'm blessed to be at this opportunity, to be in this situation, but there's a lot of people along the way that has helped me get here. You know, it wasn't a solo act by any stretch of imagination, you know, from my parents, my mom and dad, and, you know, my high school coaches, college coaches. You know, when I was at Troy, I had a job. I worked on there for 4 years in the summer at Wiley Sanders, and a lot of those older men down there helped mold me. And, you know, so I've seen a lot, you know, and I've had a lot of help to get to where I'm at, and, you know, and hopefully we can give back one day and help guys, you know, that have aspirations of, you know, reaching this level to do the same.
And you're saying it can be done. You've done it. Speaking on that, you do get back here and you don't get to come back off. And I know that that's part of it. But you said about once a year you do come back in the summer. You said you are considering somehow trying to put something together possibly down the road to work with these youth. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, we finally got our foundation up and running. And we're going to try to plan on doing something there, you know, this summer, and try to make this thing an annual event. And, you know, depending on how it goes and, you know, the response we get from the community, you know, maybe we can make this thing, you know, a 2 or 3 day event, you know, and try to give back to the kids and try to do some kind of camp with those guys. And, you know, we're in the early stages of putting all that together now, Mike, so I don't want to speak too much on it, but it's definitely going to be something we're going to try to do every year now.
That would be awesome. I hope it comes together, and I think if you're able to be a part of it, it will. I know you're serious about it because it's your idea. So we hope it happens, and when it does, you let us know that when it's a sure thing that we'll put it out there and promote it and have you back on again.
Yes, sir. Sure will. Thank you.
Derek, thank you so much for coming on. It's always good to talk to you, and good luck with the season ahead, all right?
All right, Mike. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Derek Angeli, ladies and gents. Amazing what he's been able to do, and he's a humble guy on top of that. He's thankful for his roots and who's helped him get there along the way. With us here this morning on the Wake Up Call, Los Angeles Chargers out in California, of course. We'll come back. More of the Wake Up Call coming your way.